10th parak of first Mishnah. Kol aroi the time of Bidris, madov lechatas. Anything that, if you would sit on it, or stand on it, or lay down on it, it'll become an ava tumah, that's tumas Bidris, is madov lechatas. If a person is tar, in respect to chatas, picked up this thing, even if they're tar, still he becomes tameh. Because if they didn't have a special taira for the paratuma, we treat them as a certain level of tumah derabbanan. So madaf means if he picks it up, it's going to pass on him for chatas, being tameh, being tar, whether this thing is tameh or tar, but adam ki yisaveh. And also any person that even though he's tar completely, but if he didn't make a special shmira that he should be tar for paratuma, and also we treat him as an avatumah. Yeah. Kol aroi l'tameh tameh meis. Something that cannot get to that level of becoming a mishkov of zov, which is an avatumah. So in other words, it can only become a mishkovatumah, unless a meis actually touched it. In tameh min toher, whether it's tameh or toher, Rebbe Lezer ain't a madif. Rebbe Lezer says that if he moved them around or picked them up, he's not nitma. The chatas, Rabbi Yeshua ima madav. Rabbi Yeshua says that if he moved them, you know, the tar, since they were not, did not get a special tire in respect to paraduma, it is they are tamei. The chomayim ima tamei madav, but tar ina madav. Chomayim say depends. If it's tamei, then it does possible in the paraduma, and if it's tar, it doesn't possible. Yeah, these are all kamavan. Dinim to Rabbanans bichlal, the special milos, special chumas they made, the person who is being involved in the Baraduma process.